This weekend, NBC premieres a new weekly series, a mystery comedy from Jay Tarsis, the creator of Buffalo Bill and The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. Up until last week, the new show was titled Smoldering Lust. Now it's got a new name, a terrible time slot, and it's our TV critic David Bianculli who's smoldering.
It's bad enough that the network's just killed a lot of terrific young shows. I'll Fly Away, Brooklyn Bridge, The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, Flying Blind, The Ben Stiller Show, Civil Wars. But they're not content with that form of TV brutality anymore. Now they've found a way to develop a good new series and kill it before it even gets started. Why? I have no idea. But I also have no idea why Jay Tarsis went back to NBC in the first place, after the dismal way they treated Buffalo Bill and Molly Dodd. Yet he agreed to make 13 episodes of a new comedy series for NBC. And he did. He finished them almost 6 months ago and turned them in, and NBC has kept them on the shelf until this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Tarsis called the series Smoldering Lust. It stars Bradley Whitford as Dave Brodsky, a guy who's a part-time private eye and part-time owner of a shop that locates and sells rare LP records. As the series opens, he's working for Margot Cody, the wife of a clothes catalog bigwig who suspects her husband of having an affair. She's played by Kate Capshaw, who's given a lot more here to work with than when she co-starred in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. The scenes between Whitford and Capshaw are both steamy and funny, like an old Howard Hawks movie.
Brodsky, Cody, and me, we were so much in love.
Yeah, I know. So now you're hurt, angry, vulnerable, and dangerous. Margo, you're so mercurial. You're up, you're down, you're hot, you're cold, you hate him, you love him, hit me, kiss me, baby, get consistent.
Shut up. And do your dirty little job. Going back to the party.
Fix your makeup.
Wipe the lipstick off your mouth.
Straighten your dress.
Kiss me.
Okay.
Don't touch me.
I'm out of here.
This is a really delightful series. No laugh track, solid plot, and lots of clever performances. But NBC is making sure this series, which premieres tomorrow night, is dead on arrival. It's launching the show on this holiday weekend, one of the lowest viewing periods of the year. It's taking a serial storyline and sticking it on Saturday night, where even the show's fans might not be able to commit to it regularly. Remember how well that trick worked for China Beach and Twin Peaks? And then, as a final blow, it changes the name of the show from Smoldering Lust, which is clever, to Black Tie Affair, which makes no sense whatsoever. When a network treats a new show like this at the start, you can be sure the show is being written off and never will be renewed. So why should viewers work hard to overcome these obstacles and watch Smoldering Lust, or whatever it's called, and become involved with characters they know will disappear around Labor Day? Tough question. My only answer is that it's a good show. And with the networks throwing out their quality series left and right, good shows are getting harder and harder to find. I'll leave you with that thought, and with this music. It's the original theme song to Smoldering Lust, which had to be jettisoned when NBC demanded a title change. You heard it here first and last.
Smoldering lust, a moth around a flame, desire in a shame's heart. Smoldering lust, the said deadly sin, when skin
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.